Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day.
It is very beautiful. Did a little 8-mile trail run this morning at 5 o'clock, and it was really nice.
Oh, you animal, you.
Either I heard Sasquatch or Timberwolf. I'm not sure what it was, but I heard something out there barking at me. So
is that right?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Well, it's been a busy month, and let's start with the...
Certainly has been.
Rollover accident.
Yeah, well, we certainly would like to send our condolences and sympathies to the Marshall family. Just a very, very, very tragic accident, and especially when you lose a young person or a community tragically like that. And so just a very, very tragic situation. The accident right now is still under investigation. The State Patrol, they're the experts when it comes to fatals, and so they're reconstructing the accident scene, and hopefully they'll be able to determine maybe what speed was and other factors related to the vehicle and the actions of the vehicle before the accident. And there's also, it was a 99 Cavalier, I believe, so it has a little black box in it. And so that's been sent in. And so,
what does that do?
Well, if there's a triggering event, and I don't know, you know, and it sounds like, you know, a lot of times it's the front, some sort of collision. Mm-hmm. And because this is a rollover, I'm not sure if it triggered, but it should have. Then it records either like the, it'll capture the previous 5 to 10 seconds, and that will tell you the speed, RPMs of the motor, if the brakes were applied, seatbelts utilized, and probably some other things. I mean, those are obviously the things that we would be concerned about. And so that's been sent in for an analysis also. So
if that's in a Cavalier, which is not a terribly expensive automobile, that must be, they got them in all cars?
We were just talking about that this morning. I don't know if that's a federal, like a National Traffic Safety Board mandate that all your vehicles have that, but it's usually under the front passenger seat, and it's a little black box. And so it does allow that recording. I just don't know if every vehicle has it. I'm assuming that it's pretty standard now in vehicles.
Because we're used to hearing that about airplanes.
And exactly, yes. Okay. And so anyway, and one more thing about that accident is that the Lake County Attorney's Office is the one reviewing and then bringing any potential charges forward on that case. So they're the ones handling that case. County Attorney Tim Scannell turned it over to them for a conflict of interest reasons. I'm not sure what they were, but I do know that did occur. So they're taking on the case for review.
Family friendships and that kind of stuff.
Correct.
I talked to Tim about that,
yep.
Right? Because I wondered too. And no possible timetable at this point.
No, just it's a huge investigation. It goes more than just beyond the accident. Other factors that could be playing, and so there's a lot of digging that's going, a lot of interviews, and certainly waiting for blood tests to come back, et cetera. Haven't received the autopsy report yet either. So there's a lot of things that we're still waiting on.
Now, if the State Patrol is doing the investigation, on the other hand,
they're just investigating the accident.
Yeah, okay. So as this kind of information,
the scene, we're doing the full investigation. They're just investigating the reconstruction of the accident.
So as information becomes available, you'll let us know.
Correct. Yes.
When it can be.
I would love to release a lot more information, but the advice of the prosecuting attorney, I should not be releasing certain information, so I'm withholding that.
Yeah, I understand that. And unfortunately, on the same day, we had a motorcycle accident.
We certainly did, and one fatality with a local is bad enough, and this one was not a fatality, but certainly didn't look good at first, and it's not our case, it was a State Patrol case, but I was... one of the first officers on the scene besides Deputy Julie Coleman. And that one could have been very tragic. I believe the woman, she was 61 years old from Thunder Bay, and fractured skull, fractured collarbone, and some fractured ribs. And she had a helmet on, but unfortunately, I think the helmet jarred loose when she, upon impact. And
A single vehicle accident?
Yes, it was. It was her and her husband, and her husband was in the lead on a motorcycle, and she was behind, and he went to pull out to pass and then decided not to for whatever reason. And then she was pulling out to pass too and hit the brake, the rear brake, and I believe the rear tire then locked up, and then she lost control. When you're going 50-55, that's... and your brake locks up on a motorcycle, that's a bad situation. So very, very, very tragic there also. But fortunately, she did not turn into fatality, and I don't know what her status is right now, but I know she's still alive.
You've been transferred back to...
I don't know that.
And as if that wasn't enough, we had fires, one in Bluefin and one in Deviltry.
Yeah, we have. We had, impacting two resorts, actually, you know, within days of each other, within a week. And Bluefin, I believe they lost 4 units and possibly 5 or damaged to 5. And then we had the one up at Devil Track Lodge where one of the rental homes was a total loss. The other home received some extensive damage. And the fire marshal was up to investigate both of those. I haven't had a chance to talk to him really about the Bluefin one, but I have talked to him about the Devil's Track one. And thankfully, neither one of them are suspicious in nature. So I haven't had an official report, and that's usually a good sign. But I have briefly talked to him, and nothing suspicious, so that's good. But just still very, mm-hmm. It's a huge impact on both those businesses and the owners of those units. And you know, so hopefully insurance will kick in and they can get repairs, get them back up and running as soon as possible.
Okay, I understand, as we have talked almost every month now, about the increase in bookings.
Yeah, it's just been a busy year for us. We've booked in 74 people so far this year, and that was as of June 23rd, and we didn't book in 74 until September 25th last year, so we're about 3 months ahead. And just really busy, and we're right now we have 12 inmates in custody. 4 of those are here in Cook County serving a STS or a work release sentence. The other 8 are pretrial, and at $50 a day per inmate, that's $400 a day, so about $12,000 a month housing cost to hold inmates. And they're all obviously in custody because they can't post bail. You know, probably, I believe all of them are felonies, if maybe a gross misdemeanor deal, but I believe they're all felonies. So all serious charges, and we've just been busy. And of those 8, 3 are crim sex cases that we have going on in the community right now, which is very, very, very tragic and very unfortunate. And, you know, so it's just been a really, really busy, and that's going to have a huge impact on my jail budget, but that's out of my control in a sense. And, you know, we've been holding pretty good for the last few years, and just we have this anomaly this year, and hopefully this isn't a trend that continues for the rest of the year or for years to come. So
now when you're housing out of the county, that usually means either Lake or Aiken County.
Correct. It depends on the inmate. Most of the time it's Lake County. If we have a high profile inmate with a lot of high maintenance, I don't know if you want to call high maintenance, but just a big case, then we'll bring them to Aiken just because they're a little bit bigger facility and they have an easier time segregating that inmate appropriately, mm-hmm. where Lake County is a little bit smaller and it can be a little more difficult to segregate inmates, you know, based on classification, the crimes they've committed, et cetera. And so, but I think we still have, I'm not sure if we have one in Lake County or, and I do believe we have one in Aiken right now. Everybody else is in Lake County.
Mm-hmm. So, we're into the swing of summer and, what does that mean for you?
We even had the big weekend. Well, you call Memorial Day, but mm-hmm. we got 4th of July, and of course we've got the Arts Festival and Dragon Boat and Fisherman's Picnic. And, So we were just talking about that at the office. We haven't really hit full stride in summer yet. So hopefully things will slow down, but we know otherwise that's probably not going to be the case. And as the weather warms up and summer finally arrives weather-wise, I think, you know, activity will certainly pick up in the community, which is certainly good for business, and that certainly is important. And the unfortunate side is that usually means business picks up for us also.
I know that you told me you'd have been here a little bit earlier because on the way to the station you had to pull somebody over. Is it that kind of business, or are we talking? I know that there's a lot of problems with the prescription drugs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it seems like most of the cases that we've had are DWIs are certainly on the uptick. Drug cases. And we've certainly had our share of local cases that we've investigated. And of course, then we do pick up some extra activity at the border because we have a border crossing, and those all get turned over to the state, per se, the county. And so that's an increase. And we've had some domestic assault of type behavior also. So You know, so those have probably been the three major cases that we've dealt with where people are arrested and are in custody on.
Any words of advice for summer visitors?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of people out there, and use common sense. And if you're coming up here, make sure you leave a plan, especially if you're doing a trip, a camping trip or a trip into the BWCA, of leaving your itinerary with somebody else back home. Because we do get those calls, especially when the weather, we get some windy days and some bad weather. We get a lot of calls of the overdue travelers, and we, you know, and those are very common. And most of the time, they're just holding up because of the weather, and they're being smart about it. That's the other thing is, don't take chances. We had a call yesterday. A woman called, and some family members were up north camping, and then she knows the Boundary Waters was mentioned. That's it.
Oh.
So is it Lake? Is it Cook? Or is it St. Louis County? Because those are the three counties that have the Boundary Waters. Very minimal description of the vehicle, had no idea where they were going, and they were overdue by a day. You're looking for a needle in the haystack. I mean, we don't even know if they're in our county. So it's real important for people to leave their itinerary, even if they're just coming up here on a camping trip to Cascade State Park or one of the other state parks. Leave that itinerary where you're going to be, and you know what vehicle you're taking. So if you are overdue, we can look in the right spot and look for the right vehicle. So just real important.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and we'll speak with you again soon.
Thank you.